Final Cut. I love the French. They're the biggest film buffs and protectors of cinema in the world. They really look out for the filmmaker and the rights of the filmmaker, and they believe in Final Cut. I've been very lucky that I've been in with some French companies that have backed me. But it wasn't always that way. When I made Dune, I didn't have Final Cut. It was a huge, huge sadness because I felt I had sold out, and on top of that, the film was a failure at the box office. If you do what you believe in and have a failure, that's one thing. You can still live with yourself. But if you don't, it's like dying twice. It's very, very painful. It's totally absurd for filmmakers not to be able to make films the way they want to make them. But in this business, it's very common. I came from painting, and a painter has none of those worries. A painter paints a painting. No one comes in and says, "You've got to change that blue." It's a joke to think that a film is going to mean anything if somebody else fiddles with it. If they give you the right to make the film, they owe you the right to make it the way you think it should be. The filmmaker should decide on every single element, every single word, every single sound, every single thing going down that highway through time. Otherwise, it won't hold together. The film may suck, but at least you made it suck on your own. So for me, Dune was a huge failure. I knew I was getting into trouble when I agreed not to have Final Cut. I was hoping it would work out, but it didn't. The end result is not what I wanted, and that's a sadness. Here's the thing, though. When you meditate and bliss starts coming up inside, it is not as painful. You can ride through things like this and live through it, but it has killed a lot of people. It has made them not want to make a film again.